This is Dr. William Key dictating an initial evaluation on Mary Nutter, last name N-U-T-T-E-R, first name Mary. Should be listed as Dr. Mary Nutter, N-U-T-T-E-R. Date of report, January 21st, 2013, time 2:45 to 4:15. Report is as follows. Dr. Mary Nutter, a 35-year-old married white female, was referred for evaluation by Dr. Greco, capital G-R-E-C-O, period. Mrs. Nutter was interviewed and her history was reviewed, period. Mrs. Nutter completed the Beck Depression Inventory 2 and the Beck Anxiety Inventory, period. View paragraph medical history. Dr. Nutter presents with concerns about job stress, living apart from her husband, and having problems with keeping her weight stable, period. She reports being concerned that her job stress and traveling back and forth to visit with her husband contributes to her problems with difficulty with managing her weight, period. She reports since the age of 12, gaining or losing 30 pounds at least 12 times, period. She denies problems with anorexia or bulimia, period. Reports when having a specific goal to work towards, such as finishing residency or enlisting for active military duty, she is able to exercise on a regular basis and maintain a healthy eating pattern, period. She reports when placed under stress, such as with her job or with concerns about her mother's safety, she will often eat, trying to help herself cope with this, period. She reports her, in quotes, ideal maintenance is 160-pound exercising 5 times a week, period. She reports that her current weight is 190 pounds, period. New paragraph, she reports recent stressors of when her father died of kidney cancer in 2005, joining the Air Force in 2008 following her residency, being concerned about her mother living alone in Manning, South Carolina, and her mother dying in November of 2012, period. New paragraph, current activities, period. Dr. Nutter reports going to bed between 9:30 and 10 o'clock at night, typically looking at books to help herself fall asleep, period. She reports at times having anxiety about her mother's safety, saying prayers to herself or quoting Bible verses to help herself go to sleep, period. She reports usually going to sleep between 10 or 11 o'clock at night, period. She reports not waking at night, period. She reports getting up at 6 in the morning, period. She reports working 5 days a week as a family medicine physician at the U.S. Air Force Base, period. She reports that work is a, in quotes, marathon, close quotes, or a, in quotes, roller coaster, close quotes, period. She reports working from 6:45 to 5 o'clock 5 days a week, seeing 17 to 23 patients, period. She reports after work, she will go to the gym or a visit with friends, but often leaves the social situations early because of concerns about not being able to get enough rest, period. She reports going to her husband, who lives in Fort Mill on the weekends, or he comes to her in Charleston, or visiting with his parents or her parents on the weekend, period. She reports enjoying traveling to state parks or any new area of the country, period. She reports being very proud of her work as a family physician and getting frequent compliments, period. Her brother, Barry, B-E-R-R-Y, currently lives with her in Charleston, period. New paragraph, time of the evaluation, Dr. Nutter reports, taking Nuva, Ring, N-U-V-A, capital R-I-N-G, comma, Augmentin, Zyrtec, and Flonase, period. She reports she's currently getting over bronchitis, period. She denies illegal use of prescription medication, period. She reports past medical history of dental surgeries related to getting braces, period. She reports she currently wears a mouth guard because of bruxism, period. She denies other health problems, period. She reports having at least 30 ounces of coffee a day plus 2 Diet Cokes, period. She reports recently she has been exercising of running 1.5 miles with push-ups and sit-ups or working out on a stair climber 30 minutes, period. She denies using cigarettes, period. She reports having 2 glasses of wine a week, period. She denies any lifetime history of problems with alcohol or illegal substances, period. New paragraph, social/psychiatric history. Ms. Nutter reports growing up in Manning, South Carolina with her parents and one brother, period. She reports that her childhood was happy, period. She denies incidents of physical or sexual abuse, period. She reports her father worked at the Clemson Extension as a horticulturalist, and her mother was in middle school teacher, period. She reports that her mother rarely cooked and that they ate out most evenings for dinner, period. She reports of the time everyone had completed their work or their schooling, after-school activities, that they were exhausted, period. She reports in middle school being a cheerleader and playing basketball, period. She reports growing up that her parents did not make comments about her weight, but her peers did, and she had a sense of being overweight from looking at magazines and other media, period. New paragraph, she reports when in medical school, she reports going to see a counselor for 6 to 9 months concerning breaking up. When in medical school, going to see a counselor for 6 to 9 months when breaking up with a boyfriend, period. She reports when she was in residency going to see a nutritionist and her family medicine physician, period. She reports being tried on Wellbutrin briefly, period. Reports following her father's death in 2008 going to see a psychologist for 2 visits, period. The paragraph, Dr. Nutter completed the College of Charleston in 2000, period. She reports from 2001 to 2003 working at the Department of Mental Health as a counselor and obtaining the necessary credits at University of South Carolina and Sumter in order to attend medical school, period. She reports completing medical school and residency, period. She reports signing up for the Air Force in 2008, period. She reports planning to finish her commitment to the U.S. Air Force in 2015, period. She reports being married once to her present husband, Paul, since 2009, period. He's an elementary music teacher who lives in Fort Mill, South Carolina, period. Excuse me. She reports they have lived apart since 2012 because of her military commitment, period. Mr. Nutter has 1 8-year-old stepson by a previous relationship, period. Dr. Nutter reports enjoying caring for him and being able to visit with him, period. New paragraph, mental status. Dr. Nutter appears to be an appropriate historian, period. She denies problems with memory, concentration, delusions, or hallucinations, period. She was oriented in all three spheres, period. She reports some episodes of low mood in the past month because of having bronchitis, period. She reports that her week is a, in quotes, roller coaster because of enjoying so much her weekends visiting with her husband than having returned to the high-stress environment of her job for 5 days, period. She reports she may have a crying spell once or twice a week while adjusting between these two environments, period. She reports typically that, in quotes, Sunday is perfect, close quotes, and Monday is miserable, period. She reports attending church when in Charleston at Seacoast, period. She has not chosen a church in Fort Mill, period. She reports anxiety about her mother's safety, period. She reports some irritability but internalizing this, period. She reports having difficulty confronting others in her job situation. Period. She reports no change in libido, period. She reports that her staff at work is very supportive and her husband is very supportive of her work, period. She reports worry about finances, her mother, her job stresses, and if she may have to deploy while she is in the military, period. She denies symptoms of panic attacks, phobia, mania, period. New paragraph test results. The Beck Depression Inventory 2 indicates a self-report depression score in the minimal range, period. The Beck Anxiety Inventory indicates a self-report anxiety score in the minimal range, period. New paragraph summary. Results of testing and interview indicate that Dr. Nutter to report a problem with managing job stresses of living apart from her husband and being concerned about her eating patterns and changes in her weight, period. She could benefit from individual psychotherapy, work on cognitive and behavioral techniques for the management of worry, stress, irritability, period. She could benefit from training with correct nutrition, correct exercise, progressive muscle relaxation and guided imagery, period. She should reduce and eliminate her use of caffeine, period. New paragraph diagnosis, axis 1. 309.24 adjustment disorder with anxiety, comma, B62.2 occupational problem, axis 2, no diagnosis warranted, axis 3, no diagnosis warranted, axis 4, job stress, comma, concerns about mother's safety, comma, financial concerns, comma, stress of living in two different environments and apart from her husband, comma, concern about weight changes, axis 5, G period A period F period, 71 to 80, end of dictation.